This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Carson Anderson Show. Another day, another co-host. Yesterday, Stoney. Today, it's Jeff Rieger. Jeff, fresh off a few days away. A couple days away, anyway.
Oh, yes. It was delightful. Day and a half. Left Tuesday morning to go golfing at Boyne and came back Wednesday afternoon. Yes, and I worked till 10 o'clock on Monday, so a little tiring, but it was fun.
Yeah, that's a bit of a whirlwind. Did you shave your head before you left?
Yeah. I think, yeah. Well, here's what happened. Not that anybody gives a damn, but I have one of those razors with adjustable lengths. So I was shaving my head. I usually use like a 2, and then I was thinking about something, and I just was shaving. Then I look in the mirror. I'm like, ooh, what the hell just happened? And it inadvertently got knocked down to its lowest setting.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, I'm all bought in now. So I went all.
It's fine.
I went all skinhead.
I think it looks good.
Oh, thank you. Well, not as nice as yours. You got a lot of hair.
I have hair, but that's
everybody on this show right now has hair.
This is true.
Here's the problem, Gator. I notice, is this on YouTube and Twitch and stuff?
Yes, it is.
So I notice these lights. When I usually come in at 6 o'clock, they immediately turn off the lights, which is very disheartening. But I understand that because they're afraid the glow on my head is going to break the lights.
Well, there's a shine.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, there's a shine.
So you're going to watch on YouTube or Twitch and you can see right through to my brain. But it's never was worse when I had hair. And I was working with Jansen one time. I was filling in for one of the guys. And Jansen took a picture for his family, like a proof of life picture that I showed up for work. Yeah. Him, not me. And I looked at the picture under these lights and you could just, it's like I didn't have hair. It like shined right through onto my scalp. And that was the determining factor to just end it.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, you've had other things. Look, we've talked about the hair escapades before. The spray on hair thing was one of the funniest things that I can remember.
The Bigen.
When you let them just put an obscene amount of the spray on hair bit. It was basically spray painted.
Yeah, I was sweating.
They did not Bigen stop
for a while.
Yeah, that was a mistake. No, but the reason I brought that up because I knew that you went golfing. So if you shave the head before you went golfing, do you wear a hat when you golf or do you slap a sunscreen on the head?
Yeah, I'll put a little sunscreen on. I sometimes go hat, sometimes not. You know, so like to get the scalp to match the rest of my face, I guess. Suntan wise.
Yeah. Weather cooperate for you up there?
Oh, it's fabulous. Fabulous. No, it's good.
You played beautiful courses.
Played beautiful courses. I don't know that I played beautiful, but it was great. Nice little quick jump. We went to the casino on Tuesday night, you know, wherever that's called in Petoskey.
Yep.
It was a fabulous 2 days.
How'd you do the casino?
Not great. Kind of the same at the golf course.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. Well, you enjoyed yourself.
Speaking of my proposal to you at 11:05, we're doing it.
Yeah.
It involves golf.
Great.
Yes.
Awesome. So
11:06, Gator leaves.
As I mentioned, you have not had a chance because Monday was the last show you did until today. Free agency began in the NHL on Tuesday at noon. There weren't many big-time free agents out there at this point because most of them had already re-signed with their former teams, and it didn't leave much left in the pool. And hour by hour, minute by minute, any players that were at the top of that list had signed with other teams. There were some players that the Red Wings were rumored to be involved with or had interest in for trades, and those players had gotten trades, guys like Keandre Miller.
Noah Dobson.
Yeah, Noah Dobson was another one, and that kind of went away over the weekend. So Red Wings have been left with basically Van Riemsdyk was a free agent they got. They got a couple of defensemen that nobody's really heard of, and then now Appleton, you know.
Mason Appleton.
Former Spartan, and even I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. But it hasn't been a big splash, and yet they've cleared up a bunch of cap space. So, you know, I've had my say about it over the last couple of days, but I wanted to open this up for you because you have yet to really speak your mind on it. So if you will hang on to that, because we are up against it here, and I want to make sure, because, you know, you cover the Wings. You're as close to as anybody else. You're the one that has, you know, gotten the ire of Steve Yzerman from time to time with legitimate questions.
No and no.
Right. No and no. Which was actually brought up the other day. But I wanted to hear what you had to say about this because it is a long off season, but it feels like everybody judges the off season by the first hour after free agency. And even here it is a couple days later, I think there's still a bitter taste left in the mouth of a lot of Red Wings fans, and people are really not happy with how this has started. So we'll get to that coming up next here on 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number, same number to text us as well. And as Jeff mentioned to start the show, yes, you can stream the show with video, live video, on twitch.tv or on YouTube, and just search for 97.1 The Ticket and you will see it. We're both here in the studio, and Doug will be back next week. I believe Kang's back next week also. So we'll have everybody back, but got the crew going today. I got Jake and Kenny behind the glass. And always look forward to the interaction with you folks out there. And there's a lot to talk about, and we'll get to it all. We got little Piston stuff. We got Tiger stuff. But wanted to start with the Red Wings because Jeff hadn't had a chance to lay it all out there. Jeff, lay it all out there. How do you feel about what's happened so far?
Underwhelming. Back to you, Gator. No, like, honestly, I thought this, and I thought this last year, I think, too. But I thought this had to be the year that Steve made a splash. And when I say splash, not just a trade to make a trade, but like to impact the NHL level team. Like the Montreal Canadiens traded for Noah Dobson. They got better. You look next year and you wonder, like, Ottawa is going to be better and better than you. God forbid, does Buffalo take a leap over you? The division is already tough as it is. So I thought this had to be the year when you got cap space. You still got $14 million after signing everybody that you've already signed and more. It's extensions and whatnot. And you have need. It's the centennial season. Like, they got all these events planned. They got all these giveaway plans. 100 years of Detroit Red Wings hockey. And I'm not saying bring in a guy just to bring in a guy, but to help you win. Go back to the postseason. What is this celebration going to look like when it potentially, and I think it's going to be, 10 years in a row without the playoffs? 100 years on the earth, but 10 years in a row without the playoffs. So going into it, you're like, okay, Keandre Miller's out there. He could help. He gets traded to Carolina. Noah Dobson is out there. He could definitely help. Apparently the Wings are in the rumor mill about it. He, of course, gets traded to Montreal. It's not over. If you look at NHL trade free agency, we knew free agent-wise they weren't going to do much. Stevie pretty much admitted it himself. But we're hoping he makes a trade, an impactful trade for a top six forward or a top four defenseman. And it's not over yet. If you look at the big trades, they happen in July, even later July. I heard the morning show talking about Matthew Tkachuk getting traded away from Calgary to Florida. That happened late July. DeBrincat, I think, happened July 11th or 12th or 13th. So it's not over. But if this is essentially the team, and then maybe some young guys make the team, I don't know that you can have faith in Steve anymore. Like, when he was trading Bertuzzi and Mantha for first-round picks, you're like, wow. Okay, this is the glowing-eye Red Yzerman. He hasn't made a move like that to help out the NHL-level team other than DeBrincat. And It's disheartening.
Well, it's a difference in how you're building the team, right? Because at that point, you're trading away guys that are already NHL players that had, you know, had some juice to it, and you're getting draft picks in return. You know, you're getting prospects in return or whatever, but they would end up being draft picks in those cases. Now, it's a different situation. This team is no longer the worst team in hockey. This team is now in hockey purgatory. They're good enough to not be the worst team, and yet they're also not good enough to make the playoffs. It's been a brutal run. The last 3 years in the month of March has just destroyed and torpedoed all the hopes of Red Wing fans and the Red Wings themselves. And that's purgatory because you're not good enough to make the playoffs. So in some cases, you lost out in a technicality like they did 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
In other cases, it was just, in other cases, it's just, you know, two more wins would have gotten you in, but it doesn't happen.
But doesn't it kill you, though? Think of that Washington team. Like the next year, which was this previous year, they win their division. They got one of the most points in the Eastern Conference. Then look at Montreal. Montreal sneaks in from nowhere.
Yeah.
And then they get better, so they lapped you too. Why are all these teams lapping Detroit? And if you just believe what Yzerman says, we're essentially going to wait for the kids, or the offseason's been too tough, that's not good enough. You got to at least make it back to the postseason. And I don't think they're going to do it this year if things remain status quo.
Well, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Stoney yesterday. Do you think the team, forget about the rest of the NHL, just about the Red Wings, do you think the Red Wings are better today than they were a year ago going into training camp?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Maybe
we're better today than what they were to finish the season.
All right. So I believe in Marco Casper being your second line center. So I think that makes you deeper. Other than that, I mean, Simon Edvinson took a leap, right? Mm-hmm. And I expect some other kids and young guys to take a leap. So I would say minimally better. Fair? Like, I don't think they're definitely, like, I think if you ask a Wings fan that question, I think you're going to get a lot of him and haw and say, well, maybe they're better, but by how much better? And this was a year you're supposed to make that leap. Now, they still can, but I don't think they're marginally better.
I think they're better. I don't think they're a lot better yet. I just think that they're better. And the reason I'll give is it's simple. It's goaltending.
That's fair.
Getting Gibson on this team.
As long as he stays healthy.
Yeah. Well, it's a big if, right? But, you know, now with the two goaltenders, now it looks like you've got two pretty good goaltenders that you can divvy up the responsibilities with. That is a better tandem than whatever they ran with last year. So the goaltending, I think, is already better.
Yeah. Best netminding situation since Jimmy Howard.
Sure.
Which is not saying much, but still, you got that going.
Sure, I'll give it to you. And then you look at what have they lost versus what have they gained? Well, they lost Tarasenko.
That's a positive.
They had Van Riemsdyk.
Which is kind of...
Between the two players, I'd rather have Van Riemsdyk. I think he's a better player overall than Tarasenko was, but it's you're not netting a ton more point-wise, but he's probably a better fit in the room.
What a contract, one year, $1 million.
Yeah, it's fine. And Tarasenko would have been here for one more year as well.
Right.
But from player to player, I'd rather have Van Riemsdyk. I'm not saying it leaves him balance better. I'm saying it's better. Beyond that, what do they really lose offensively? You're going to get guys healthy again to start the season. This is why you look at it for the start of the season, because hope springs eternal here. You'll have a healthy Larkin, who was not healthy after the Four Nations Cup. You'll have a healthy Andrew Kopp, who, for whatever reason, that was a big loss for the team, because you can coincide with the slide was when Kopp got hurt. And Stoney brought up a great point yesterday. Another one that I think might be number one as to why this team, I think, is better off right now than what they were a year ago. Todd McClellan here for the whole year.
It's fair.
So you've got a full training camp of Todd McClellan. Now you've got half a season's worth of these guys playing under Todd McClellan. They know what to expect. And there's that. And then I think there's a pool of prospects that are going to be competing awfully hard to try to make this roster. There might be one spot. There might be no spots. There might be two spots. Who knows? But from that standpoint, I think that they're a little bit better.
A little bit, but
Petrie's not on his team now.
That's another one. Addition by subtraction. But you mentioned, all right, they're bringing everybody back as far as offense-wise and forwards-wise. And you're right.
But guys can take a step back, too.
But last year, they were the 10th worst in goals per game at 2.87.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they lost a ton of offense from the previous year.
Right. But you're getting guys like this team back, yeah. though. So yes. You wonder to yourself, okay, how much better and at what point do you have to get to actually be in the postseason? Which, it's crazy that in year 7 of Yzerman and 9 years without making the playoffs, like the bar is just like get to the postseason, which is a very low bar that you should be able to obtain, but I'm not quite sure they're going to be able to. The other thing with John Gibson is, and I truly feel this way, I think he's a fine goalie. I do. And the 2 years before last year, one very good. And last year he was injured, but he was really good when he was healthy. I almost feel like, and this is going to be rude, but tell me if you agree, I feel Yzerman has brought the bar down so low because the moves haven't been all that effective and the team's been underwhelming that any move that seems like a good move, we overreact and we say it's a great move. You know what I mean? And I do think this team next year, unless they make a big addition, is going to be out of the postseason again. And that's not good enough.
No, I hear you. I would say this. I understand what you're saying about any move being perceived as a big move. I don't agree with it because I like Gibson as a goaltender, but I don't think it's a massive move. I think it's an upgrade, and I think that's what you're looking at. Any move you make has to be an upgrade, and that's an upgrade. It's a bigger upgrade than the Van Riemsdyk over Tarasenko, but that's also an upgrade.
Yeah.
The other guys they brought in this week, I'm not even bothering to remember their names because I'm not sure they're even going to make the roster.
It's very rude of you.
I know it is, and I feel bad about that. But once we get to September and October, it'll be different. But I just, those don't make me feel inspired at all.
Mason Appleton or John Leonard?
Right, or I forget the other guys, Jacob something Bachner or whatever. But they've got a ton of cap space. And seemingly it's there for a reason. There are hundreds of players in the NHL.
I agree.
That are worth trading for, or that are tradable, I should say. And then out of that pool, you can narrow it down to what are realistic trade guys you can target. And that's a significant number of players that you can significantly target. You don't know who they are. I mean, we know names of players, right?
But of course.
When I say we don't know who they are, we as people don't know who the Red Wings are calling about. We don't know what GMs are picking up the phone and answering Steve Yzerman's call and saying, yeah, you know what? We're actually looking to move this guy. Are you interested? We have no idea what goes on behind closed doors, and Eisenman is notorious for keeping things close to the vest.
He does.
And so is Scott Harris, by the way. But it's just interesting that they've got time to work something out. You mentioned the two trades, the Kachuk trade and the DeBrincat trade, both happened, you know, after free agency began, and in some cases weeks after free agency began. I mean, Wayne Gretzky was traded well after free agency, if I'm not mistaken, back, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But point is, people are going to be traded at some point before the regular season starts, before training camp starts, and they've got the space to make something big happen. But like you, he's got to make something happen.
So Gator, you're right, and I'm not going to cast judgment right now. That'd be silly, right? Because we don't know what's down the pipeline.
This is not like you.
I know. I'm maturing. A couple days of golf really cleared my head. I'm not going to cast judgment, but I will say this. If they break camp with a similar team, and some of the young kids make the team, and this is what we're looking at, if they break camp with this team, Eisenman just didn't get the job done. It's that simple to me. And you can say, wait for the kids, and he's not going anywhere, so you're going to wait. And I'm not saying it won't work out long term, but the NHL product has been not good enough. So if this is the offseason when you have pressure on you and you have to make the postseason and you have to give your fans a good product, he failed.
Well,
he
here's failed. What I don't want to get into, because as a fan and as a talk show host, I really don't want to be kicking the can down the road even further. Like, if they don't do anything going into training camp trade-wise, you know, then the narrative is, well, they still have all this cap space. They'll do something with the trade deadline.
No.
I don't want to have to do that. You know, because I think the seat at that point, if they don't have something done, first of all, I already think the seat's kind of hot for Stevie, even if Stevie doesn't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
He's got his own timeline, his own way of thinking. It's tunnel vision, and that's fine. It works for him, right? It works for him until it doesn't work. But me, as somebody else who's sitting on the outside looking in, I'm like, it's time that something of significance has to happen here. And if it doesn't happen in the off season, going into the regular season, going into training camp, then to me, there's only one last opportunity, and that's at the trade deadline. And I don't want to wait down that road to get there before, you know, to keep.
By the way, it might be you're selling at the deadline. Who knows if you're not good enough?
But well, good God, if that's the case.
At some point, if you quack like a duck and you walk like a duck, you're a duck. I don't think Eisenman's a duck just yet. No. His good buddy he just traded with is a duck. The little ball of hate. Pat Verbeek. Yeah, he's legitimately a duck. The GM of the Ducks. See what I did there? Anyway, the point is, at some point, you will have to acknowledge the guy can't do the job. We're not there yet. But if this is the team heading into next year, I'm there. I am convinced he can't do the job to the standard we thought it was going to be.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Do you agree or disagree with what Jeff and I have had to say about the Red Wings? The whole Steve Eisenman aspect of this is getting more and more interesting as the Wings are, you know, trickling in minor deal after minor deal. Does he have to make a big deal? Or does this team have the roster that's good enough to take a big step forward and make the playoffs as it is? I don't know if I'd bank on that. This is 97.1 The Ticket. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator along with Jeff Rieger with you today. We're talking some Red Wings right now. I'm going to get in some Tigers a little bit later on as well. And Jeff's got some kind of crazy proposal for me.
Proposition. What's the difference between proposition and proposal? Same thing, right? Proposition sounds like worse, though.
It's really the same thing. Yeah. It's just a different way of phrasing
1105.
The root word.
1105, yes. Gator. I think you're going to enjoy this, and I think it's a good way to get the listeners involved.
Okay.
Are you uncomfortable that I'm not telling you?
I mean, we'll figure it out here at 11:05.
Yeah, 11:05, big time proposition or a proposal.
Now it's big time.
I think it's big time. Biggest of my life.
Oh wow. Well, that's.
Oh, wait, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
But that did not make sense. Literally made a proposal that was pretty big in your life.
So. Yeah, I was about to say, I take that back.
All right, you say we got some ticket texts coming in?
Yeah, talking about the Red Wings. And listen, I simply made the point, I think you're not too far off, that while you give Yzerman time to complete the offseason, and big time trades can still happen, we have no idea who he's targeting. But if this is the team that goes and breaks camp, I'm convinced the guy can't do the job. Like, I heard Costa in the morning show say, he brought up Kyle Connor and how he thought it would be perfect if Kyle Connor wanted out of Winnipeg. He went to Michigan. You know, the Wings love Michigan guys. Force himself out. He's got 1 year of control left, and then you sign him to an extension, and maybe that's what the cap space is for. He sold it as, I know what Steve is thinking. And while I don't know if Kyle Connor is going to happen, I like the idea. Costa said, the other thing is, you just realize the guy can't do the job. I don't want to get to the point, but if he doesn't do much the remaining of this offseason, I kind of feel I'm at that point. But here's what the ticket texts are saying. If James Van Riemsdyk stays healthy, he'll put up way more points and be greater than Vladimir Tarasenko.
Well, I'd like to believe that, except you go back and look at point totals last year, and Tarasenko had 33 points for the Red Wings last year. Would Van Riemsdyk have?
Oh, he's injured too, wasn't he?
Just saying.
But yes. Yeah. I mean, James Van Riemsdyk is a guy that, like, okay, low risk, potentially high reward if he works out. But dude, the guy has been in hockey forever. He's just one of those guys that's now a journeyman that's on a bunch of different teams. Sweet. But I don't expect James Van Riemsdyk to be the difference maker of you making the postseason or not. Here's a couple more for you. People in this town.
Just so we can be factual on this, Van Riemsdyk played 71 games. Tarasenko played 80.
Okay. Well,
so in 71 games, Van Riemsdyk had 36 points.
How many goals?
He had 16.
Okay.
And in the.
That's 80, a lot more than Tarasenko.
Tarasenko had 11 goals, but he had 33 points. He had three less points, but played nine more games.
He's cheaper than Tarasenko.
I'm happier they have Van Riemsdyk than Tarasenko. I'm just saying, it's not a massive upgrade. It might have a much bigger effect in the room if he's better received by the players in the room.
I hear you. Well, that's the other thing, by the way. It's a big year for Dylan Larkin, too. Like, on the ice, Larkin's pretty productive, 30-goal guy.
Somebody brought this up yesterday, which I thought was pretty astute. You know, Dylan had those comments after the season about, hey, yes, you know, we kind of took the wind out of our sails or whatever it was. I'm paraphrasing.
Steve did not make a trade.
Yeah,
so,
by not doing something right at the trade deadline. And obviously that was something that kind of irked Yzerman, and Yzerman had his statement 100% about it as well. What happens if we get into training camp and they haven't done anything? Does Larkin say the same thing, like kind of uninspired what we have here? Or does he, you know, tell a company line and say, hey, look, we got a new goaltender. We're excited about it. Van Riemsdyk, you know, he's here. And or does he say what he kind of echoed what he said back in about a month ago?
I mean, I don't know that he'd say it again.
I don't think he'd say it again.
Simply because Steve came out and said our best players have to play real quick. Between those two,
yeah,
who'd you agree with more?
Yzerman.
I did too.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, Larkin is fine on the ice. But it's three marches in a row that his team fell apart while he was leading them. Now, one of the seasons he got injured, and last year you mentioned he might have been banged up too.
He was hurt last year.
But three March swoons when you were on pace to make the postseason and you didn't, and then you come out and say, well, it's because Steve didn't make a trade. Most people say we want to go to war with our current room. Most people don't want you to make
a
trade.
Well, right. I was going to say, the other side of that is look what Montreal did, what Montreal said. You know, hey, don't trade our guys. Right. We got this. And then their GM's like, okay, we're not going to trade anything, but it's on you. And the players took it and ran.
Yeah, I like that Yzerman fired back.
Yeah.
I love what Yzerman said when I believe our best players have to be our best players. Taking a shot back at Dylan. I like it. Now, I would assume it goes away and it's a working relationship, but
well, yeah,
you are right.
I'm hoping that it's not like, you know, putting him on notice. And I hope it's just more like a, you know, a kick in the backside saying, let's go, man. You're better than this. There's a reason we waited to give the captaincy. You earned the captaincy, but you always have to earn the captaincy. You're the guy that's got to set the example for everybody else. You know, so, and I hope that's the attitude that Dylan takes with it, because Dylan, he's a very, very good hockey player.
I agree.
And, you know, when he's healthy, he and Raymond together, when they're healthy, they just rack up point totals. It's fun to watch.
He's a very good hockey player, and he's a great dude. I don't know if you know this. He's from Waterford, but I don't know that he's a great captain. I really don't, and I'm not so sure that Steve thinks he's a great captain either after what happened with those comments and another season with a March swoon.
248-539-9797, a telephone number. Sean is in Novi. You're first up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys, what a great topic. You're specifically talking about the person that I'm not too particularly fond of, which is Dylan Larkin. And I've called in many shows, and my perspective on it, and what's beautiful about sports is that everyone has an opinion.
Of course.
I've been watching the Wings. I've been around hockey all my life. My brother played professional hockey. I went up in Montreal when he played for the Nordiques and all that. And sometimes athletes just don't materialize on teams. And when they got Dylan Larkin, and the sentiment around town is that he's this player, he's so great. But sometimes you need the players that you put your trust in to put you over the edge. And he just has not done that in the last 11 years. And the thing is that sometimes the word gets out around the league and people don't want to come here. At some point, it's like I was telling your screener, is that it's like in high school when the boys have a band and they're trying to go big, and then all of a sudden they don't make it. And then 20 years later, we're getting the boys back together again. Sometimes it just doesn't happen, and you got to cut ties. And I've said this a million times. He's just not doing it. And I'm sorry. The team's just not good. Sometimes you got to shake things up. Maybe we trade the captain.
Well,
I'm all for it.
I would say this. There was a time that he definitely was the best player on the team. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think Lucas Raymond has passed him as the best player on the team. Does that mean that Lucas Raymond becomes the captain? Well, you don't always give the captaincy to the best player. You give the captaincy to the guy who leads.
Mo Sider, potentially?
Well, I don't know. Because I'm not there on a night-in-night-out basis. You know, I'm not in the room to see what, you know, the kind of leadership that he really has with these guys. But obviously Yzerman has a pretty good idea on what leadership is and who should lead this team.
I ask you guys a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just asking you. You guys watch sports all the time, and if that's your job. But do you feel the same sentiment? At what point do us as fans in Detroit start to say, hey, we got to shake this things up. It's just not happening.
Sean, I mean, I agree.
You see year after year.
I agree you got to shake things up, right? But I don't know if you trade Dylan Larkin, What do you get back? Like, are we talking you get proven NHL players back? Because if you trade Dylan Larkin and you get a bunch of kids, then it's another rebuild. So that obviously is not going to happen. But if you work out a trade like, what was it, Mackenzie Weegar and Jonathan Huberdeau for Matthew Tkachuk, we're talking about like all NHL players.
All right, well, what if
then maybe?
Well, you know, you Costa mentioned Kyle Connor. What if he's involved in a trade for Kyle Connor?
I'd be fine with that.
Well, yeah, because it's an upgrade, right?
Yes.
Connor is way more productive than what Dylan Larkin is at this point. I mean, Dylan Larkin's had four straight 30-goal seasons.
Yeah, he's
got
productive.
Five in his career. He's a very good player. But what he isn't is a superstar, right?
No, absolutely.
And I think, and because he has been for a long time, he's been without question up until maybe the last year, the best player on the team. A lot is expected of the best player on the team.
Also the captain.
Yeah, but he's capped and how good he can be, perhaps. I mean, is this guy going to be a 100-point guy at any point in his career? Not at this point. No, I doubt it.
And I agree. Listen, I think when it comes down to it, like we're busting on Dylan Larkin, and that's fine because you're the captain. You make $8 million a year. A lot is expected, and the team has not flourished when it should have. But I don't think he's your biggest problem.
Well, that's the other thing. Is it okay?
So I think if you trade him, you're taking away a really big talent. I still love Dylan Larkin on the ice. But to your point, is he the superstar one center? No, he's probably not.
No,
he's a really good player that you can win with.
Yeah, exactly. He's really good, but there are definitely players. There's a ton of players that are better than him, more productive than him. But I think you can win with Dylan. I don't want to move on from Dylan Larkin. I want to add to this team. I'm hoping that the guys they have in a pipeline have a higher ceiling than what Dylan Larkin's.
But see, that's where Steve comes in, right? Because you're absolutely right. Like in a perfect world, Dylan is leading them to a deep playoff run and maybe a cup one day. And it's up to Steve to put the talent around Dylan. And how many times you got to see it, man? Whether it's the Four Nations, whether it's the NHL All-Star Game, when you put Dylan Larkin around studs, Dylan ups his game.
Yeah.
Right? Now, obviously, he's playing with great talent, so he's going to look better. I get it.
Yeah, but he looked totally different in that Four Nations Cup. Where to the point where he started off on the fourth line, and by the end of it, you're leaning on Dylan Larkin with heavy minutes. And unfortunately, he came out of that. Didn't come out of it unscathed.
I do think Dylan's got a place on this team. I don't want to trade Dylan either. I don't. But
no, but I already think Lucas Raymond's passed him in terms of being the best player on the team.
That's fine.
So maybe that eases things for Dylan Larkin because the expectations are on Lucas Raymond to take it to a new level. Can Lucas Raymond be a superstar in this league?
Yeah, but Dylan currently is the captain that can't lead his team to a playoff.
And that is a problem. And he makes some decisions on the ice that, you know, some reactions that have cost his team and have cost him.
Real quick, though, the comments I didn't think were very captain-like. I really didn't. Like, hey, the room is down because you wouldn't make a trade, Stevie. Like, if you were to take the C away from him, like Toronto took it away from Tavares and gave it to
Matthews.
Yeah, because thank you, Austin Matthews. I mean, that might be something you think about doing, but him, Larkin, the player, is really good.
He is. Whether or not this team can move on with him or without him, I suspect that he's here. I don't think that they're going to trade Dylan Larkin as much as some people and perhaps the last caller wanted them to do. I don't think he's part of some sort of trade. But, you know, if you are going to trade him, you ask the question, if you're going to trade, what do you get in return? I think he would be part of a trade that would get somebody who's younger and better.
Right. It's gonna help you immediately.
Like you give Larkin and like Danielson and then acquire someone of real substance.
Now we're talking.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I got you.
You can't just, I mean, it's not going to be, you know, just, like they're not going to trade Tarasenko and Compher and get Kyle Connor, right?
Right.
That's not how it works. You have to give something of substance. I'm not reporting this is happening. I'm just saying that's something that you could look at, I suppose. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to Texas as well. Want to get into some Tiger stuff. We got some Pistons stuff we're going to have to get into, and Jeff's got that proposition.
By the way, somebody texted in the difference between proposal and proposition. Proposition sounds like you want to get a hooker. Proposal sounds like you want to get a hooker. Proposition is a business deal, apparently. Proposal sounds business-like. Proposition sounds like something you make with a hooker. From Roy. There you go.
I have a proposition for you.
I said proposition.
What does $50 get me? Is that what this person is saying?
I guess.
I don't know what $50 gets you anyway. Anyway, 97.1, the ticket. I suppose we could get into that discussion we just got off the air. We can do that at this point as well. But you do have some ticket text thing we need to get to.
Yeah, we got some ticket text talking about the Wings. And here we go. Almost every show, people call in wanting to trade Dylan Larkin. It will never happen. He has a no-movement clause. That's Tony from Macomb. Well, I would say never say never.
Right.
But,
particularly
yes.
if there's a rift between he and the general manager, then you might be willing to move on. Not saying there is, saying if there is.
Here's another one. I geek out to NHL Radio Sirius XM from the trade deadline through the playoffs. Super knowledgeable talking heads who have said on several occasions that Detroit was the most disappointing team at the trade deadline and respectively that Yzerman had little to do with Tampa's success, that he merely signed off on any decision that was presented to him. Now we are postseason and no real moves so far. At this point, I have lost respect in GM Steve Yzerman. That's from Chris in Ferndale.
Well, I would say to Chris in Ferndale, does that come back if they make a trade of significance?
Yeah.
Because that's what's left to do. I mean, free agent-wise, there's one major free agent left in Nikolai Ehlers. Outside of that, you're stretching it if you think, I mean, is Orlov the defenseman from Carolina, is he a top four defenseman? Is he a top four defenseman on this Red Wing team?
Sure.
Would he be?
I think he would be, but yes.
And if he would be, then that's a move that they could make as well. But beyond those two players, there just doesn't seem to be a whole lot left in unrestricted free agency. You can shift your focus to restricted free agency, but that means that comes with a cost. That's not just buying players. That's putting a player to an offer sheet, and then it's going to cost you draft capital in signing someone like that.
But, which, by the way, should be done more, if you really love the player.
Yes, and it was done last year. It was St. Louis that did it last year with a couple players,
yeah.
And it worked out very well for them. And you really don't see a whole lot of that happening in the NHL, and I agree with you. It's something I'm surprised doesn't happen more often.
Like, if you're cutthroat and you identify a guy and you really want a guy, why not make another GM sweat about it?
Well, I mean, Carolina did that to the Red Wings.
Yeah,
with Sergei Fedorov.
But it hasn't been done, I feel, as much.
No, and it hasn't.
It's almost like these GMs have like this handshake agreement that I'm not going to put you in an offer sheet. I'm not that kind of jerk because it might come back to screw me. When I would think like, well, you identify a guy, go get him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool way to get somebody.
I think the way around that is that GM to GM, they talk about a trade first.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And say, look, you know, we can go this route, but this is who we want. We can sign him to an offer sheet. You're not going to be happy about that. Why don't we see if we can work something else out, players on our roster, draft picks on our roster, before we go the route of signing somebody to an offer sheet. But that could happen.
I got a couple more for you. Wait for the kids is now even tougher when we keep collecting bottom six forwards. Kopp, Compher, Rasmussen, Appleton, JVR, Berggren. No room for Mazur or Soderblom or Danielson to come up. Wink and Royal Oak.
Well, Soderblom was just signed yesterday to a two-year deal. He's going to be one of your likely bottom six forwards. There's potential, I suppose, he could be on as a top six forward. There were flashes last year where Elmer looked great on this team. Obviously, the size is massive when you see somebody who's 6'8" on the ice, but he's got pretty good hands too. I like, and it, towards the end of the season, he really started to show that. We'll see where he ends up in the which line it's on, if it's, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 4. But I like him. The other guys, there's a ton of guys, and he mentioned them. You know, whether it's Carter Mazur or Amadeus Lombardi or Danielson or Brandzeg Nygaard or whoever it is, right? There's a lot of guys that will be competing heavily. I think Kiskin is another one competing heavily to make this roster, and it's going to put some pressure on some of those older players or a player even though they just re-signed Berggren. I think, you know, he's up against it too.
Yeah, I don't think they're in love with him.
Make a stride.
Well, here's the other thing too. I mean, I think Yzerman will side with a talent that's young if he can make the team, and then it's a good problem to have because you get rid of a guy. It's not that big of a deal. You get rid of a current placeholder if one of the guys you mentioned actually make the team.
Well, and the other thing, when you talk about trades, those players get involved in trades,
exactly,
too. So that creates space.
It's not done just yet. So I get it, man. Like, I would have loved Yzerman to do something bold to make this team better. Hasn't happened yet. I'm not giving up just yet. holding out hope for just a little longer.
Yeah, I'm not giving up hope yet either. But I mean, if we get to, let's say we get
August.
Past, well, I was going to say, once the baseball trade deadline has come and gone, you know, we'll be into full Lions talk and full Tiger talk at that point. But there'll be a little space saved to talk about the Red Wings if they haven't done anything by that point.
Well, exactly. And the funny thing is,
anything of substance. I know they've made moves, but anything of real substance.
I know people seem down on Trajan Langdon because his offseason hasn't been all that compelling. And of course, the Malik Beasley thing happened, which kind of threw a wrench into everything. But they still tripled their win total. They still went to the postseason. Right. They still seem way, way above what you thought they would be. With the Red Wings, it's just this endless pit in my stomach of, I really think he can do it, but he doesn't do it.
I got to tell you, I was hurt last night when I saw that Brent Burns had signed a one-year deal with Colorado, and it's for like nothing. It's a $1 million deal with incentives that could pay him, I guess, $3 million more. I thought he would be a perfect bridge player for this team. He's definitely a top four defenseman. Even though he's 40, the guy plays 22 minutes a game.
Yeah, he's still a beast. The problem is,
on a really good hockey team, but he played 22 minutes a game for 1 year. I thought he'd definitely be a top four guy for this team, and at a very reasonable bargain basement price. And maybe if you had to pay a little bit more
then you
to lure
do
him than Colorado,
yeah, so
you
be
do it because you have it. I mean, why else are you stockpiling this cap space?
And he probably wanted to go to Colorado.
He wants to go to a team that wins, and that's ultimately why he would choose that. But if you offered more money, does that money compel him to go elsewhere? But it didn't happen. So I was going to, like I said, last night when I saw that, it was like, oh.
What's the date? What's the date that we set right now? Is it July like 26th? Where if nothing happens, we're just like, that's it. Stevie, get out. We're done. Somebody else. Go get Jim Neal.
Let me go to the calendar. I'm going to go to the calendar here.
Oh, you're actually going to put a date on this?
Well, I'm looking at the dates to see.
This is the Stevie officially did not work out celebration. Well, it's going to be a funeral, not a celebration.
So July 31st,
yes,
which is the Major League Baseball trade
deadline. MLB
trade
deadline, yeah.
That's a Thursday.
Okay.
So I will put it at...
You're going into August.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to go... Okay. I'll put a July number out there because, as you've mentioned before, big names have been traded in July. That's when you would expect something like that. So I'm going to put it at Friday the 25th.
Okay.
I'm gonna write a little note my phone here.
Now, what caliber of player do we need to acquire by Friday the 25th for this funeral-like event to be canceled? You're going to put it in your calendar. Your phone's going to remind you.
Yeah, Yzerman must trade. That's okay. The 25th.
So that's Yzerman. So instead of the trade deadline day, it's the Yzerman trade deadline day.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this.
I mean,
well, what time? What time?
It's totally arbitrary.
There's going to be a time. How about by 2 o'clock?
By 2 o'clock, at the end of the show, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So on that day, if Yzerman has yet to make a move.
Of significance.
And that's a Friday.
Yeah.
Instead of Doug saying, respect everybody, you will sign off by saying, Yzerman, you just didn't get it done.
I'll give him the line that every father has used with a son. And if you were the son, you felt terrible about it.
Yeah.
And then as a son, you can't wait to your father to use the same line.
Which is, you owe me for wrecking the car?
No.
Oh.
Not angry. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
That hurts to the core.
I've never used that with my daughter yet. I'm very excited about my first opportunity.
Well, I think really what it is she's probably said that to you.
It's like, you know.
Disappointed. In fact, there's something you put on the show sheet where if I were her, I would be disappointed in you.
No. I am going to stand.
We can get there.
True.
We'll get there. But you've got a different kind of proposition coming up at 11:05.
Oh, this is idea exciting. This is. This is exciting.
We'll unveil that coming up next year on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.